Yeah, Kavika, I just wanted to ask you about the penalties. Just three for 20 yards through two games. How much has that been emphasized by the coaches, and how much has that helped you guys?
Off of the penalties?
Yeah.
It's just it's never good to get those penalties, but the coaches really are on our butt for getting those. And I mean, they're always emphasizing just to have perfect plays and get it right for the game. So, I mean, they it's never good to get a penalty. We just getting it right and trying to get doing double duty and trying to do better in practice, so it shows better in the game.
Just three through two games is extraordinarily good. What has led to that? Is it just the experience of the players or just the coaches emphasizing it? What's led to that?
I think it's really good off season, allowing us to have a really good season this year.
Okay, we'll take a question from Jared Lloyd, Mitch Harper, and then Jay Drew.
Kavika, how much fun is it for you to go old school, high school player and play defense, play offense in the same game? How much do you enjoy that?
I love it. I play as hard as I can, wherever I can be, and wherever the coaches want me to be. It was fun in high school. I mean, it's fun in college. I didn't think I would ever it would happen to me. But I mean, I just play every play like it's last.
How did you grade your own performance? Just as you looked back, both offensively and defensively.
I could have done a lot better. Even though I did both sides, there's always improvement, and I mean, everybody would say that too. So, and at least my mom did too. So.
Yeah, Kavika, maybe just can you describe that moment when the offensive coaches said, hey, you're in, go in there in the backfield and get ready to play. What was that that moment like in the game?
It was just like living in it like it was high school. It's just like, I was like, the coaches just said, are you ready? I said, heck yeah, let's get this done. So it's just an exciting moment for me.
And will that continue this week? Are you expecting to play both sides this weekend?
I'm making sure I got everything right so I don't mess up in the game.
Vika, I wanted to ask you just about the injuries to the running backs, which is kind of one of the reasons why you've been pressed into service there. Is that the most brutal position to play as far as opening yourself up to injury?
I mean, you're a big target for the defense. But I mean, it's a, like you said, it's pretty brutal. But our running backs are prepared for anything. So,
is there anything you can do to avoid injury? Is it maybe, I've heard talk of players being able to move their body in certain ways so they don't take direct hits. Is that taught to you guys?
I mean, there's better ways to take on a tackle, and yes, we're always prepared by our coaches and in those situations, and I think our coaches do a really good job at doing that.
Okay, we'll take a question from Jared Lloyd.
Vika, let's talk defense for a second. One thing you guys haven't been able to do to this point is create turnovers. And Kalani said, you know, he believes that will come. But what's that like? You've gotten your hands on some balls as a defense and had some opportunities maybe, but haven't been able to quite get there yet. What's that like for the defense at this point?
Just time for us, like Kalani said, it'll come. We just got to be patient and get our be perfect on our plays to allow us to get those turnovers.
And the other thing I was just going to ask was a scouting report, kind of as you get ready for La Tech this weekend. What do you see as you've prepared for them?
They're fast. They like to keep it spread. They got big linemen, so I think we'll be prepared for them.
Hey, Sean Walker, we'll take a question from you.
Gotta turn off my mute button there. Sorry. Kavika, you've probably heard this, addressed this from interviews or kids on campus or players or whatnot, but can you kind of describe for us what the difference in a short week is like for you guys going from Saturday to Friday? Because it is, it from the outside, it maybe doesn't seem like it's a huge difference, one fewer day. But Coach A-Rod was telling us, like, you guys just barely tried to combine two practices and that kind of thing. So obviously, like, it's a pretty big deal for you guys, right?
It's not as big as a deal, but it's still like we're missing a day, so we have to prepare like in one day to prepare for like it was 2 days. So I mean, it's tough, and that's why we're put in these situations sometimes, so that we can adjust and be flexible. And it's just like having less time to prepare for a test, it's less time to prepare for a game. But and I trust our coaches that they will help us and prepare for this next game.
Just to follow up on that, is there a lot of focus on recovering for this game because of kind of the less time on just making sure you're getting ready and getting right for next week?
Yeah, and that's where getting with our trainers, making sure we're getting right in the ice tub, or just even rolling out. Just the little things can be a big thing in getting our bodies right. And it will, and doing those little things will help us be less prone to injuries and being quick and fast in the game, even though it's a less a week to prepare.